For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
The New York Times just reported that Marnie Nixon, the singing voice behind the screen, passed away from cancer in Manhattan at the age of 86. But Anthony, you knew her. You already knew that.
I did. That's a very, very sad, lovely person, a remarkable voice. She was not thrilled to be known as the voice of other people. She had a remarkable voice in her own right, but rather early in her career, dubbed the voice for Deborah Carr and the King and I, all of the singing, yes.
Oh,
and then I think many people don't know that they know her voice because she was also the singing voice for Natalie Wood in West Side Story and also the voice for Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady. Someone tried to tell me that she had been that she had dubbed the high notes for Rosalind Russell in Gypsy, but that was not Marnie. That was Lisa Kirk. Marnie Nixon did, however, dub the high notes for Marilyn Monroe when she sings Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. She had an astonishing voice. Marnie Nixon had the uncanny ability to imagine and approximate what another woman would sing like if she could sing. That she could bring her own vocal virtuosity and approximate their cadence and their vocal quality. Her voice was just that supple and versatile. And it was a gift, also a curse.
You're talking about the fact she was just paid peanuts for this.
In the beginning, yeah, less than $500 to do King and I, and then threatened by the studio. They told her if anyone ever found out that she had done the voice, that she'd never work in Hollywood again. That turned out, of course, to be a total lie. It was a terribly kept secret. And soon she was widely sought after by name to do what she could do.
Marnie Nixon. I went up to the Shaw Festival's Courthouse Theater for Master Harold and the Boys by the white South African playwright Ethel Fugard. All his life, Fugard, whose nickname was Hallie, had been haunted by an act of youthful indiscretion in which he severed a very close bond with a sort of father figure, a man who was black, and years later he felt that he had to tell the story. Of course, being the Shaw, the direction, acting, lighting, sets, all first-rate, where young Hallie, played with a striking South African accent by James Daly, grows up in the company of two servants, Sam, played by Andre Sills, and Willie, Alan Lewis. When Hallie learns that his alcoholic racist father is returning home, his anguish, twisted by all the cultural hatred of apartheid, sets up a real punch to the stomach ending, but it's only up through September 10th at the Shaw. Buffalo Car Plays 2016. It's one of the many events at the 2016 Infringement Festival. What are these?
I saw the last installment. These are plays that are performed in cars. Two actors in the front seats, and then the audience, usually two people, sit in the back seat. They're scenes that would take place in cars, and they were quite entertaining. One was a woman on a bad blind date. Another was two inept guys, father and son, trying to pull off a holdup, and they just don't know what they're doing. And then you go from car to car to car.
Only up through August 3rd. It opened last night, the Shakespeare in Delaware Park version of The Taming of the Shrew.
And I told you last week that, you know, to be mindful that there are multiple shrews happening. There's Shakespeare in Delaware Park, also down at Chautauqua. There's one coming up. They have the profane through this weekend. The one in the park is apparently something with pirates. The one down at Chautauqua is a gender bender where they're reversing the genders for the roles.
It's only a play. Finally opened with an all-star cast.
Why, thank
including
you.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mary-Kate O'Connell and Jimmy Janowski and Michael Seitz and Adam Hayes and the wonderful Lisa Ludwig. In addition to all of those prominent performers, just a little mention, WBFO's own Omar Fatou and Eileen Buckley, the vocal talents of Eileen Buckley and Omar Fatou. People will be tickled and surprised to hear them. We had a marvelous time. We had a robust weekend. We turned people away on Saturday, one of those nights when the gods smiled down, right down to, I have a speech where I do a bit of a rant on what I like in the theater. Somebody's cell phone went off at exactly that moment.
And you gave him that patented Anthony Chase stare.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Audience bursting into applause for that. It's great fun, but we've been having a great time and good audiences, and Terrence McNally's play just is so funny, so dear, a real love note to the theater.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.